Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. Tell me something good. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, real quick, guys, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Guys, as always, before we get started, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest fan and my best supporter, my lovely wife, Nicole. Nicole Gard, that's your shout out. Everybody around the world knows your name. I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, as I always say, in a very short time, this show has taken off. And it's being heard in places all around the globe, all around the world, places like the Czech Republic, Bangladesh, Lithuania, Nepal, China, Germany, just to name a few. And I want to tell you, thank you, everybody, wherever you are listening right now. Maybe you're at work, maybe you're on your commute on the way home, or maybe you're just kind of relaxing and listening to the show. I want to tell everybody, thank you for tuning in each week right here, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, or 5 p.m. Eastern Time, as 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Mountain Time, live right here on Facebook, guys. I'm so glad that you're tuning in. And maybe this is your first time tuning in to the show. Maybe this is your first time hearing my voice. Maybe somebody told you about the show and you said, you know what? I think I'd tune in. I think I'd listen. Guys, thank you for tuning in all over the world, guys. I just want to tell you, thank you so much for doing it. I really appreciate it. Guys, today we're going to talk about some very good things. And I know you said, Travis, you are always excited every time or each time you share something. I am. And the biggest reason that makes me so excited is not just everyone that's listening. It's that everything I share, I lived through it. I've experienced it. I'm living it. So I know it works. So guys, I definitely have something really good to share today. Today's topic, if you didn't catch it, is leveling the plane. Yeah, leveling the plane. That's what today we're going to talk about today, is leveling the plane. Now, I know you can't tell, right? I know you can't tell if you're watching this. I know you can't tell because I'm sitting down, but I have a revelation that I want to share. I'm short. Yeah, I know it's hard, it's difficult to tell because I'm sitting down in this chair, but I'm short. Yeah, I am. I mean, I am. I will go ahead and make that confession right now. I am a short person. I'm about 5'6" on a very good day, right? So let me go ahead and just put that out there. I'm short. And I know you can't tell because I'm sitting down, but, and I'm not sure how tall any of you are who's listening or watching, but I have always been short. Yeah, I have always been short. In fact, I've always been shorter than most people I knew. Yeah, it seems like everybody I knew was always taller than me. I've always known people who were taller than me. And no matter what, I don't care where it was in elementary school, Doesn't matter if it's in middle school, high school. I have all, in my adult life, I've always known people who were taller than me. I've always had that thing. I've always have been shorter than most people I knew, my brothers and sisters. I have brothers and sisters who are taller than I am. And they called, listen, and you can imagine with me being the seventh out of eight kids, so almost the baby out of eight kids, you can imagine I get called every short name there is. I got called names like Shorty, Short Stuff. You know, it really didn't bother me too much, right? It didn't bother me too much because I knew I was short. Didn't bother me. Names didn't bother me. I knew I was short. I just didn't need them to always remind me about it. I knew I was short. I just didn't need those constant reminders every day or every time there's an interaction. Move, short person. Move, short guy. I know I'm short. I did not need you to remind me. And some of my sisters are listening to the show right now, and they're laughing possibly because they know I'm telling the truth. I did not need you to always remind me of how short I am. But yeah, guys, I'm short. I've always been a short person, and short names really didn't bother me. They did because I knew I had already accepted the fact that I'm a short guy. So it didn't bother me too much. But today's topic that we're going to talk about is leveling the plane. Now, let me ask you guys a question. I want to place up a picture, and I want to ask you guys a question. Do you remember ever when you were a child kind of having something like this where when you were growing up, do you remember kind of placing marks on the wall each time you got taller to show that you had gotten a little taller than before? I did. I remember doing that. I remember as a child placing marks on the wall to show that we had gotten a little taller than we were. I remember we had one in my grandmother's house, and when they would check my mark, it seemed like everybody's mark moved but mine. It seemed like my mark always stayed in the same place. Everybody's mark seemed to move but mine. It seemed like mine's always seemed to remain in the same place. It didn't look as if it ever moved. Sometimes, and they didn't really know this, but sometimes I would wake up before everyone else would, or when no one else was looking. Sometimes I would wake up the next day and check it again. Yeah, I would. I would wake up and check it again just to see if anything had changed. And of course, much to my disappointment, it had not. Much to my disappointment, it had not. I mean, I have a brother who is over 6 feet tall, and here I am, 5'6". On a good day. Yeah, on a good day. If you let my wife tell it, I'm not that tall. But 5'6" on a good day. And my sister, she's probably about 5'8", 5'7". And here I am, 5'6" on a good day. Yeah, I am. So let me just ask this question. Let me just ask this question right here. Have you ever felt like no matter what you do, you always come up short? You work just as hard as everyone else. You study just as hard as everyone else. You try and read just as much as anyone else and be informed as anyone else. And everything you try, you come up short. No matter what you do, you're putting in just as much work as everyone else is putting in, and you come up short. You clock in and work like everyone else in, and you come up short. You commute like everyone else do, and you come up short. Have you ever felt like no matter what you try, you still come up short? Now, let me clarify something. I'm not talking about coming up short by not putting in the effort. I'm not talking about coming up short because you're not putting in any effort. I'm talking about coming out short when you've given everything you've got into it, when you did what they did and didn't get the same amount of results. Coming up short. You do everything they did. You followed their recipe. You did exactly what they said they did. And you don't get the same amount of efforts that they did. And you came up short. They said if you do this and you follow these steps and you do these steps and then this happened and you stuck with it and stayed with it and you still came up short. Have you ever came up short? Have you ever came up short? Listen, I was not, and I'm not, again, I'm not talking or speaking about coming up short because of lack of effort, because you're not trying, because you're not putting in some work. I'm talking about coming up short and you're putting everything into it. Listen, I was not short because of lack of eating. Let me make that clear. I was not short because of lack of eating. I would eat my share and your share too if you let me. So that was never the problem. I was putting in the effort. I was doing what I was supposed to do. I would eat my share and your share too if you let me. I ate my vegetables. I got plenty of sleep. I got lots of exercise. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people that I grew up around, we played together and ate together, and they still was taller than me. And we played together. We ate together. But everything they were doing seemed to benefit them more than it did me. Then I thought, well, okay, you know, I thought this, well, you know, I'm small now, I'm young. Then I thought, well, once I hit my teenage years, then I will just start growing. In other words, just give it some time and I will start growing. Just, you know, give it a little while longer and I'll start getting taller. That's what I thought. It didn't happen. I got taller. I got to my teenage years, and I hit 5'6". I got to my teenage years, I hit 5'6". That was the height. That was my growth spurt, 5'6". So I thought when I hit my teenage years, I would get taller. If I just give it a little more time, then I would get taller. That's what I thought. You know how this, you think, well, I'll just give it some time and I'll get the same results that they did. Give it a little more time and I'll get as tall as they are. I'll get the same amount of results that they are getting if I give it a little more time. Never happened. But it never happened. But it never happened. Then I realized something. And this is what I realized. You can never earn what is not yours. Let me repeat that. Let me say that again. You can never earn what is not yours. Yeah, you can never earn what is not yours. no matter how much I worked at it, no matter how much I sweated for it, you'll never be able to earn what is not yours. In other words, just because you like watching a sport does not mean you will get paid the same money as those who play it do. You haven't been to that practice. You haven't gone to any tryouts. You can watch it all day and know all the stats, but at the end of the day, you won't get paid one dime. You can never earn what is not yours. Yeah, you can never earn what is not yours. That's like you going to work and I get your paycheck. You can never earn what is not yours. So then it kind of hit me. I'm trying to get taller. Maybe I'm not going to. You can never earn what is not yours. I thought that I could earn my height. I thought I could work and get taller. I figured if I ate more vegetables than anyone, I would make myself taller than everyone that I envied. I quickly learned that you cannot earn what is not yours. I was busy trying to earn a height. I was busy trying to earn being taller, and it wasn't mine to earn. It wasn't mine to earn. I mean, it's like my body decided that once it hit 5'6", that 5'6" is all I'm going to get out of it. It's like my body decided that 5'6" is all I'm going to get out of it. Like, it made a decision about me without including me. It made a decision about me without even including me. And that's it right there. That sense that a decision was made about some of us and we weren't even included in the decision. That sense of a decision was made and we had nothing to do with it. If it were up to me, I would have never stopped getting taller when I did. If I had anything to say about it, I would have never stopped getting taller when I did. Yeah, if it was up to me, I would have kept growing. I would have grown a little bit longer. So if it was up to me, I would have never stopped getting taller when I did. I would have grown at least as tall as those around me. That's the least that I wanted. And that's where we are. It's not that we're asking for anything greater. It's not that we're asking to become better than someone else. It's not that we're asking to be better than this person or that person. I just want the least I could have gotten.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At least I could have gotten this. At the very least, I could have become 6 feet. At the very least, I could become 5'9". All I wanted to do was level the plane. It's not that we were asking for everything else. It's not that you're really asking for anything extravagant. It's not that you really want to really rule the world, so to speak. All you want to know is, can I level the plane? When you asked, when you wanted the new car, all you were trying to do was level the plane. When you needed the new job and the new raise and the new promotion, all you were saying was you wanted an opportunity to level the plane. I wasn't asking for everything, just to level the plane. All I wanted was to level the plane. And if it were up to some, they would have never called it quit on some things the way that it ended. Some would have never walked away from the jobs they had, but you never got a choice in the matter. Either you became a fallout of downsizing or something else. COVID took away the choices for a lot of people. Folks didn't get a chance or say so in anything. COVID took away the choices for a lot of people. Folks didn't get a chance to decide if they wanted to leave their jobs or not. They lose their homes or lose their health and eventually come up short. It can be a tough pill to swallow to come up short, and it's not your fault. How many people who are watching and listening, I wonder, you ever found yourself coming up short and it wasn't your fault? You had nothing to do with it. It can be a real tough pill to swallow when you find yourself coming up short and you have nothing to do with it at all. I mean, in my case, I tried wearing high-top sneakers. It didn't help. I still came up short. Everything I tried didn't help. I still came up short. Have you ever exhausted all your effort into something and still came up short? It just didn't seem like you would ever grow like everyone else. I mean, it seemed like I would never get any taller like everyone else. I tried everything. I got extra rest, ate extra vegetables, did extra work. It seems like you always had to do extra work to try to just come up equal. You had to do extra things. And you still come up short. You always are the one who has to do a little bit more in order to get just the equal what they're trying to get. Guys, I want to show a picture real quick of an apple tree. It's a picture of an apple tree. Then I'm going to show a picture of an orange tree. A picture of an orange tree. One, and I learned this later in life because I was always short, which means I was always comparing myself to those who were taller than me. I was always found myself comparing myself to those who were taller than me. One of the most emotionally deflating things we can do to ourselves is begin to compare ourselves to others. While we become so busy comparing apples to oranges, we are overlooking the most important part of the fruit. The most important part of the fruit is not what you see. It's not the color. It's not the way it smells. The most important part of the fruit is the seed. Yeah, let me put the picture of the apple back up again. Yeah, nice apple there. And the picture of an orange back up again. Yeah. The most important, while we are so busy comparing apples to oranges, we are overlooking the most important part of the fruit. The most important part of the fruit is not the color or how it smells. The most important part of the fruit is the seed. It's what's on the inside of it, because the fruit eventually rots and spoils. Notice in grocery stores, there are expiration dates on the fruit, not on the seed, because only the seed decides if there will be any more, not the color, not the smell, not the taste, not the leaves. It's the seed that decides if you'll see any more apples, if you'll see any mini oranges. It's the seed that decides if there will be any more. I said that to say this. There is something inside of you. There is something in you that is just waiting to get out. It's waiting for a chance to show up. You listen, you may not be able to grow an orange if you are an apple, but that orange also can't grow an apple. In other words, no one can beat you at just being you. So we don't have to compare ourselves to anyone else. If you're looking for someone to compare yourself to, compare yourself to the person you were the day before. Become a better person than you were the previous day. Yeah, become a better person than you were the previous day. If you're looking to compare yourself to anybody, leveling the field. Listen, I remember growing up and we had the marks on the wall to indicate how tall we had gotten. Much just like this picture right here. We had marks on the wall to indicate how tall we had gotten. And I remember I would sometimes check every day. I would go back and check every day to see if I had gotten any taller. But what I really was doing when I went back every day, what I really was doing was hoping that something was a bit different. Yeah, I was hoping that something was a bit different. Every time I went back, I was hoping that something was a bit different. Every time I looked again, I was hoping that something was a bit different. Right now, it may seem to be a difficult thing to do because of everything we have already faced and everything that has already gone on. But I want to challenge you to do the same thing and check again. Yeah, check again. Have some hope again. Go back and try again. I kept going back and checking the mark. All I was doing was hoping. It is now time to hope again. Give it another try. What do you have to lose by giving it another try? I heard someone say this in a song once. When you got nothing to lose, you give it everything you've got. You've got nothing to lose at this point. Give it everything you've got. Even though I kept coming up short, I kept checking. Every day I kept checking. And even though I kept coming up short, I kept checking. Until one day, when I went to check, I had to move the mark. Yeah. One day I went to check, and I had to move the mark. this could very well be the moment that you have to move the mark. This could very well be the moment things change for you, that things turn around. This could very well be the moment that you have to move the mark. But if we aren't willing to go check, then we won't see the next line. Yeah, look at this picture. Yeah, every day I checked, I was looking for the next line. Every day I went back, I was looking for the next line. Each time we go and check, we're checking for the next line. If we aren't willing to go check, we'll never see the next line. This could very well be that moment. Check again. Hope again. Laugh again. Live again. Love again. Try again. I've always been short. And I realized later in life that maybe I wasn't meant to get any taller. Right? Maybe I wasn't meant to get any taller. And then I thought about something. Then it kind of hit on me. It kind of dawned on me. I thought, well, maybe I'm just not meant to be a tall person. Maybe I'm just not meant to get any taller. And I know it sounds like I'm giving up. I know it sounded like I just kind of threw in the towel, so to speak, but I didn't. So I began to think about something, and then I thought about something. Maybe the place where I'm trying to get taller at, maybe the places we're trying to get taller, we should not, it's not where we should spend all of our efforts. So maybe the place where I was trying to get taller is not where I should spend all of my efforts. Maybe the place where you're trying to become taller is not the place you should spend all of your efforts. And that is the difference right there. That's the difference right there. And let me just kind of make this plain. There is a difference between how tall something is and its height. Yeah, there is a difference between how tall something is and its height. If you want to know how tall a tree is, you look at it from its base up. But when you really want to know its height, you will have to dig to its roots and measure it from its roots up. Maybe we are spending too much time focusing on how tall we can become instead of focusing on our height. Becoming tall is good, right? Becoming tall is good. Getting the promotion is good. Everybody patting you on the back is good. Getting congratulations is good. Being recognized for your accomplishments is good. But it's the height that levels the plane. It's the height that levels the plane. You can be, listen, you can get all the congratulations at work you need. But if you're inconsistent in your work, it'll come to a stop. Becoming tall is good, but it's the height that levels the plane. It's the height that goes deeper. It's the height that makes it more stable. We have been measured by the wrong things and by the wrong people. If you only want to measure how tall something is, you can only go by what you see. People have been trying to measure how tall you are and don't know your true height. Because everything they couldn't see, that made up the difference, it's things like how you kept yourself from going off on someone when you felt like it. It's like the times when you had every right to lose your cool, but you held it together. It's the days while others went to parties and you stayed home and studied. It's things like your character, your honesty, your integrity. In other words, what levels the playing field is not what you got on. It's the fact that you know what to do when you put it on. It's not how much money you have or how much money you make, but that you don't lose your mind when you get it. What levels the playing field is not they got in the room before you, but you know how to conduct yourself when you get in the room. It doesn't matter who comes up before you or ahead of you. Ahead of you, the playing field gets leveled because your roots go deeper. While they were captivated by all of their leaves, you were busy creating something that would last. Get your degree, educate yourself, make every effort to better yourself because your height is leveling the field. Guys, it's that time, and as always, it's been a real blast. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And guys, don't forget, right here each week, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, live on Facebook. You can watch us. It's been an exciting time. And don't forget to stream in on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, before I get out of here, don't forget, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. Peace. I gotta go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.